Well, so I will be explaining you here how property 3 can be understood, why indifference curves should not be intersecting. So let's understand. You can look here. So this is x and this is y. We have commodity x measured on the x-axis. We have commodity y measured on the y-axis, right? Now we will be taking two indifference graphs and see how we can. Okay, so let's take one here. We'll call this as IC1. Okay, and the other graph, I'm using two different colors so that it's easy for you to see the difference. Now if you look at this diagram, you have IC1 and IC2. Okay, now we'll name some points here. Suppose this is point A, this is point B, and this is point C. So how many points do you see on IC1, that is the green color graph, A, B, and C? Now all the points on indifference curve, you have studied this meaning in the previous slides. All the points lying on indifference curve means what? Equal satisfaction. So it's ka matlab hai, A is equal to B is equal to C. Correct? So on IC1, A is equal to B is equal to C. This is the rule of indifference curve. Now we will take similarly points on IC2. Okay? We'll name this as D and we will name this as E. Okay, so if we name this as D and E, now what happens over here? Here you will have on indifference curve 2, we have points D is equal to B is equal to E. Correct? Now what we can do over here is, we need not take three points, we will take, let's take only these points. Okay? If we say A is equal to B and B is equal to D, as per the rule which you have done in basic max, if A is equal to B and B is equal to D, therefore A is equal to D. That is our conclusion. A is equal to D. Barabar? So what is the rule as basic max? What is the rule as basic max? A is equal to B. So see, A is equal to B and we say B is equal to D. Chalo, aise likhte. A is equal to B, B is equal to D. Therefore, A is equal to D. Ye hamara conclusion aata hai as per mathematical. Lekin, agar humne kaha A is equal to D. A is lying where C? A is lying on IC1. And where is D lying? D is lying on IC2. So that means A and D can never be equal because A is lying on a indifference curve which is less and D is lying on an indifference curve which is above. So D means more of Y, A means less of Y. A consumer can never be indifferent between less of one commodity and more of other commodity. You can never say that, okay, it does not matter. Suppose if you are having half quantity of coffee and another where you have full quantity of coffee. You cannot say, okay, I'm indifferent with less and with more. It can never be happen. They both are different quantity. So satisfaction will definitely be different. Isliye property 3, which says that indifference curve should never intersect. It is based on this. तो अगर एक कस्टमर ने सिलेक्ट किया है मोर क्वांटिटी ही विल नेवर सिलेक्ट लेस क्वांटिटी इन एनी अदर गिवन सिचुएशन. इसको बोलते हैं कंसिस्टेंसी. कंसिस्टेंसी का मतलब है दैट व्हेन यू हैव ऑप्शंस एंड यू सिलेक्ट, सपोज इफ यू आर गिवन एन ऑप्शन वेर यू आर सिलेक्टिंग, लेट्स से यू हैव यू लाइक चॉकलेट्स, ओके, एंड इफ यू हैव सिलेक्टेड अ स्मॉल बार, लेट्स से अ स्मॉल डेरी मिल्क and you have a larger quantity of chocolate. If you are fond of chocolate, you'll always have the larger one than the smaller one, like how children do. You give children chocolates and tell them, come on, choose which you like. First, they are very attracted with the colors. So if they find that the chocolate wrapping is very colorful, they'll pick up that first. Second, they'll always go for chocolates which are larger in dimensions. So they will always select something which gives them more to have than less. Right? So it is something like that. Customer who prefers to have more of one thing will never select something which is less. So it's also this thing can also be applied in case of, like I said, for nutritionists, for their clients. If a client is having deficiency of calcium, then the client will always be given that particular type of supplement which has more content of calcium than which has more content of protein. So indifference curve can never intersect. I hope you have understood this, students. Now we will be looking into the next property. So now we are moving to property number 4, that is, indifference curves are convex to the origin. Now when we say indifference curves are convex to the origin, you have already seen how indifference graphs are, right? Downward sloping. What does convexity implies? Convexity illustrates the diminishing marginal rate of substitution. Now, what is diminishing marginal rate of substitution? I'll take you back quickly. Okay. Yeah. Do you remember this slide, students? Yeah. Look here. See, this is the diminishing marginal rate of substitution. 15, 20 minus 15. So, what will be the ratio? 5:1. Go to the next. 15 minus 11. So, what will be the ratio? 4:1. 11 minus 8. 3:1 and 8 minus 6 2:1. तो हमारा जो ratio आ रहा है MRS, that is marginal rate of substitution, वो कैसे आ रहा है? First one would be a dash, so it would be 5:1, 4:1, 3:1 and 2:1. Clear? Perfect. Now let's go ahead and relate it with the property 4 that we are on. So this is what convexity, this is what I made you understand, diminishing marginal rate of substitution. It means consumer is willing to give up less of good Y to obtain more of good X. This makes the slope convex. Aur ye fact bhi hai reality mein. Initially, hum apna bahut sara time waste karte, free time. Okay, let's just keep listening to music, or let's just keep sleeping, or let's just keep not doing anything. Correct? लेकिन जब वो टाइम बिकम्स वेरी लेस, वी आर रेडी टू गिव लेस एंड लेस ऑफ दैट टाइम फॉर मोर ऑफ समथिंग एल्स, बिकॉज एनीथिंग विच बिकम्स लेस विद अस, द वैल्यू ऑफ इट राइजेस. सो कॉन्वेक्सिटी सेज दैट कस्टमर विल सब्स्टिट्यूट मोर ऑफ वन गुड फॉर द अदर ओनली अप टू अ सर्टन लेवल. एज आई सेड, द न्यूट्रिशनिस्ट कैन हैव दिस कॉन्वेक्सिटी ऑफ इनडिफरेंस कर्व फॉर अ पेशेंट और अ क्लाइंट, लाइक अ एथलीट. एक एथलीट को क्या कॉम्बिनेशन ऑफ कैल्शियम, विटामिन्स, मिनरल्स, जिंक, मैग्नीशियम, कार्ब्स, प्रोटीन्स चाहिए. सो इट शुड नॉट हैपन कि कार्ब्स का इंटेक बढ़ाने के चक्कर में प्रोटीन का इंटेक इतना कम कर दिया कि इट टोटली ब्रिंग्स अ डिमिनिशिंग इफेक्ट ऑन द एथलीट. तो ये कॉम्बिनेशन को समझना इज वॉट मेक्स द इनडिफरेंस कर्व कॉन्वेक्स टू द ओरिजिन. So I hope you have understood this. You can keep applying it whenever you come across anything that you are reading. So after understanding the properties of indifference curve, now we are going to the next slide where we are learning about the budget line or the price line. Now indifference curve to aapko batata hai kya combination aapko select karna hai from the given option based on your preference, your liking, your habits. Now comes the budget line, which we have already started this chapter with. You remember budget constraint? Just a repetition of that. Now budget line shows various amounts of the two goods that a consumer, now two goods, yahan par aa jata hai hamara theoretical limitation. To prepare a budget line, we can only and only have combination of two goods at a time. Okay, prices hum constant rakhte. When I started with the budget constraint, I said we never kept prices constant. But indifference curve analysis ko budget line se connect karne ke liye hame ek assumption karna hai ki prices are not going to change. Only then we can draw the budget line. तो इनकम और प्राइजेस, ये दो फैक्टर्स है, ये दो इंफॉर्मेशन है विच वी मस्ट हैव इफ वी वॉन्ट टू प्रिपेयर द बजट लाइन ऑफ अवर कस्टमर. एग्जाम्पल इज गिवन टू यू हियर. कस्टमर के पास 50 रुपीज बजट है, उसको दो प्रोडक्ट्स पे स्पेंड करना है. प्राइस ऑफ एक्स इज गिवन 5, प्राइस ऑफ वाई इज गिवन 10. यू विल अंडरस्टैंड दिस वेरी वेल नाउ बिकॉज इन द बिगिनिंग आई हैव ऑलरेडी गिवन यू एन आइडिया अबाउट दिस. लेट्स गो फर्दर. प्राइस लाइन, बजट लाइन इज ऑल्सो कॉल्ड एज द प्राइस लाइन बिकॉज इट इज गिविंग अस द रेशियो ऑफ प्राइजेस एट एवरी पॉइंट बिटवीन द टू कमोडिटीज. What is the benefit of price line? It helps the customer to decide which two commodities the customer can buy within that given budget. So it is something like the income line of our customer, which I had already explained to you. A small schedule given to you to help you prepare the budget line. So you can practice this in your rough books. You can have X and Y. You can plot these points. And then you can connect the points to get the budget line, which is something like this. So here you will get the budget line. I have not written numbered it because this is what you can prepare on your own. Now, after understanding the indifference curve and the budget line, we are coming to the most important part of the theory of consumer behavior, that is the consumer's equilibrium. How does the consumer select? Consumer equilibrium is what the consumer selects with the budget, with the combination of commodities that is available in the market. It is found that consumer would always like to go for the best possible combination. Now, what is the best possible combination as per the theory? Selecting the highest possible indifference curve with the given price line or budget line. Correct? Consumer will never prefer to go for those commodities which are below his budget or which are above his budget. So here the resources which the consumer has is the consumer's budget, or let's say the consumer's time. But here we do not take time because it's a very clear thing that this theory or this indifference curve analysis is applicable for the consumer's spending ability. Customer has a budget, customer has to spend. They go to the market, get the information, have their scale of preference and make the decision. The graph is given here in this slide. So the consumer's equilibrium is achieved where the budget line is tangent to the indifference curve. Compared to IC1, the consumer selected IC2, which means the consumer has moved to a higher indifference curve. This curve, that is IC2, is tangent to the budget line at point E, which is considered as the consumer's equilibrium point. So the consumer is buying OM quantity of good X and OL quantity of good Y and is highly satisfied with the selection. Now, coming to this slope of price line, after understanding consumer equilibrium, now we will take you to a point where we want to make you understand what happens if the consumer's budget changes or if the prices changes. Because this particular graph is valid only if the prices are constant or if the consumer's income is constant. But what if the consumer's income changes? So it is found that the budget line, the slope of the budget line, is purely determined by these two factors, the money income of the consumer and the prices of the two goods. Correct? So, agar money income badalta hai, to kya ho jayega? Consumer ka budget line shift ho jayega. So, I want to ask you students, suppose if this is the budget of rupees 100, AB, let's say, depicts a budget of rupees, let's take the first beginning slide of budget constant 1000 rupees. You remember veg Frankie and coffee. So 1000 mein there was a combination of veg Frankie and coffee. Suppose if from 1000 the budget becomes 2000. From 1000 the budget becomes 2000. So what will happen to the budget line? Yes, the budget line will shift upwards. So the shift from AB to higher, a parallel shift. So parallel shift ka matlab kya hoga? Now the new budget line will become tangent to हायर इंडिफरेंस कर्व दैट इज IC3। तो अब बजट लाइन के शिफ्ट होने की वजह क्या है? व्हाई हैज द बजट लाइन शिफ्टेड? बिकॉज द कंज्यूमर हैज मोर इनकम, और व्हाट कैन बी द अदर रीजन? द प्राइजेस. Even if the consumer's income does not change, but what if the prices change? Remember, if the price of commodity falls, then also the price line will shift upwards. Correct? So students have to keep one thing in mind. The reason for the shift of the budget line can be either the consumer has rise in income or fall in income. Rise hua to outward shift. Fall hua to shifting backwards towards the origin. So shift to the right, shift to the left. Income rise hua to shift to the right. Income fall hua to shift to the left. Similarly, if the prices go up, the budget. Now yahan par yaad rakhna hai, prices mein opposite hai. If the price increase, to budget line kahan shift hoga? Yes, budget line will shift to the left. So consumer IC2 से IC1 पे आ जाएगा. IC1 पे आने की वजह क्या है? Now the products have become expensive. You all know that when prices go up, we cannot have OM and OL quantity of the product. So we can have less only now. Why we can have less? Because now the prices have gone up. So our budget has, with that budget, we cannot have that combination. So we have to have less quantity. So this is what is very, very important about the price line. It is explained over here. You can very well see what I had just explained you, how the budget line and the equilibrium keeps changing. So rise in income, fall in price will shift the consumer from point E to point S. Fall in income or rise in price will shift the consumer from equilibrium E to equilibrium F. So in life, when our incomes keep changing and prices in the market keep changing, our budget, our equilibrium keeps changing from lower to higher and higher to lower level, which is popularly called as the income effect. This is what I had just explained you. So you can just have a check here. You can see, okay, the budget was $80, it went up to $160. It's very clearly mentioned here, decrease in income shifts the budget line inwards, increase in income shifts the budget line outwards. So this takes us further to the next part, which is called as the income effect and the substitution effect. Okay, so what are the two most important effects understood from this? One is the income effect. If income effect is stronger, then what will happen? The consumer's income will make them purchase the commodity more or less. Substitution effect happens when the price of the product goes up. If the prices increase, then the consumer will prefer to go for cheaper products than the expensive one. So students have to keep these two effects very well in mind whenever they are studying about consumer behavior, the income effect and the substitution effect. Income effect is related with your income, your purchasing power. Substitution effect is where, when the products become expensive, what are the substitutes that the consumer is looking for in order to get the level of satisfaction. Now, from the indifference graph, we are deriving the demand curve. So how is the demand curve derived from the indifference curve? Let's understand through this diagram. Because ultimately the indifference curve analysis gives us the base for the demand. So if you look at this first part of the diagram, we have three different budget line movements. The first budget line is P1, second is P2, and the third is P3. Now you can see that the origin point is constant. This is constant. But the budget line is shifting. Iska matlab kya ho raha hai? If it is shifting outward, matlab the price of product X, the price of X is becoming cheaper. See, to understand demand graph, we have to only talk about price. So what happens? when the price of X is falling, the consumer is moving from equilibrium E to F, from F to G. So what we do is, at the first equilibrium point that you see at E, we draw a perpendicular line which is going down, that gives us X1. Correct? Then from point F, this is point E, from point F we draw the second perpendicular line which takes you to X2. Point G, the third perpendicular line which takes you to X3. So ye dekho, ye parallel hai, X1, X2, X3. Seedha ek perpendicular line draw kiya hai. Now this is equilibrium. This equilibrium tells us kitni quantity of X and Y the consumer is buying. But in the demand graph, we don't have to show quantity Y because we are only showing price and demand relation. So here we are interested in ki kya hota hai jab price of X falls. So when the price of X falls, the consumer is moving to equilibrium E say F, F say G. What you will do here is, you will just draw a demand graph or jahan wo point, intersection point aa raha hai. You have this point E. So from E you draw a horizontal line towards the y-axis, from point F dash the second, and from point G dash the third. So this gives you three different prices. The moment you look at the demand graph, you will find that when the price is higher, that is when the price is P1, the consumer is buying X1. When it is P2, the consumer is buying X2. When the price falls to P3, consumer is going ahead with X3. So the demand graph, the base of the demand graph is lying in the indifference curve analysis. So this is just for practice to understand how the prices have an impact on the demand graph. So with that, we are moving to the concept of demand. When we talk about demand, we always say demand is desire, ability and willingness. Ability, you have already understood, the budget constraint. Desire, the person's wish. The most important is willingness. Now, willingness will depend on the scale of preference. So in economics, we say that desire becomes effective demand only when the desire is supported by ability and willingness. A complete statement of demand in economics should have three dimensions: market, price and time. When we say market, price and time, market dimension gives us a idea about whose demand are we discussing about. Is it consumer demand? Again, in consumer, which category consumer are we talking about? The infants, the teenagers, the adults or the senior citizens? Whose demand? Based on the products. Price dimension, the MRP, the product prices, and time dimension, very, very important. Per day, per week, per month, per year. A very basic example is given to you so that you understand what a complete statement of demand will be. Gopal demands 30 liters of milk at rupees 20 per liter per month. And the student is supposed to identify the dimensions of demand in this statement. 30 liters of milk gives you the market dimension. So it's the demand for the product milk. So it's a household demand. Per liter, 20 rupees per liter, the price dimension, and per month is the time dimension. So we always will have quantity, price, and time dimension in a complete statement of demand. So whenever you make statements of demand, see to it that all the three dimensions are reflected in the sentence. Now we will be moving further to understand what are determinants of demand. Now how much a consumer is going to buy? Preferences jisko hum bol rahe. You remember, hum scale of preferences ki baat karte. So consumer has so many options available in the market, whether it is consumer goods or whether it is any type of comfort goods. So what the consumer is going to prefer will totally be determined by many factors. सबसे पहला फैक्टर है प्राइस. प्राइस इज सेड टू बी वन ऑफ द मोस्ट पावरफुल फैक्टर. हियर इट हैज बीन फाउंड दैट व्हेनेवर प्राइसेस टेंड टू बी हायर द कंज्यूमर्स कॉन्ट्रैक्ट देयर डिमांड. सो हायर द प्राइस लेसर द डिमांड, लोअर द प्राइस मोर द डिमांड. सो प्राइस हैज अ इनवर्स इंपैक्ट ऑन द डिमांड फॉर नॉर्मल गुड्स. The second most important determinant or factor which determines the consumer's buying behavior is price of substitutes. As we see that when the consumer is preparing a scale of preference, the consumer is always looking for substitutes. Hotel bookings, which would be the substitute? If this is expensive, what would be the nearest next substitute? Substitutes are all those products which have the same power to satisfy the want of the consumer. Today, our market has innumerable rival products. So when it comes to soaps, when it comes to detergents, toothbrushes, toothpaste, you can say sunglasses, electronics, I think every product that we are today having, most of them, 90% of the products have substitutes. They are none other than the rival companies. So when you talk about electronics, look at the number of companies from Samsung to Sansui to Sony, Apple, Bosch, and n number of companies who are into the manufacturing of consumer durable substitutes. Health drinks, so many substitutes. In fact, when you talk about tomato ketchup, there also you have so many substitutes. You talk of pulses, there are so many substitutes. Today you go to any supermarket stores, you will have substitutes. Now, how does the price of substitute impact the consumer scale of preference? While buying, a consumer always tries to compare the price of substitute products and try to see comparison. Ye lu ya wo lu? Ye sasta hai, ye better hai, or so on. The third most important determinant is income. Income of the consumer. We have already discussed this, budget. So, disposable income. What do you mean by disposable income? It is the income you are free to spend. It is the income which a consumer is free to spend after paying all the income tax return. Income left after paying the taxes and necessary contribution. Wo paisa jo aap freely kharcha kar sakte ho. Direct relation. Yeah, here I wanted to tell you substitute ka bhi direct relation hai. Like for example, if you talk about a health drink. So when you talk about a health drink, if you talk about Horlicks and Complan is giving, let's say Complan is having a lower price than Horlicks, okay? And the consumer is indifferent. Usko farak nahi padta hai. Complan piyo ya Horlicks piyo. Zyada farak nahi hai taste mein. To agar consumer indifferent hai, wo ek hi indifference curve pe hai, to usko farak nahi padta hai koi bhi product lo. So that time, agar Complan is being giving a discount offer, then the demand for Horlicks will come down and people will prefer to have more of the demand for Complan will go up. This happens, students, you go to dry fruits market for dry fruits. So always you find, of course, there are brand loyal customers, but there are also consumers who are indifferent. So this has a direct impact on the demand for the substitute. Income of the consumer directly impacting the demand. What the consumer wants to buy, especially for comforts and luxuries. If you have higher disposable income, you are definitely going to spend more on luxuries and comforts for a higher standard of living and lifestyle. Well, the next determinant which is very powerful is utility. Hum koi bhi product kharidte nahi hai if it does not satisfy our want, right? You will never spend money on things which you say, are yaar, useless hai. So demand and utility, direct relation. You will definitely buy products which will satisfy your demand. So whenever you, even if you are buying clothes, you will buy clothes which will enhance your personality and make you look better. You are going for buying a deodorant or a perfume, you will buy which will make you feel nice. So utility definitely has a direct impact on the demand. And of course, utility-based products. So today when you talk about your day-to-day products, utility. A tissue paper, if you talk about a tissue, that has higher utility for a consumer. If you're going for an office party and you forget to carry a handkerchief, I think today the style is carrying more of the tissue than carrying those handkerchiefs, right? So utility, of course, yeah, somebody's saying here, yes, somebody's thinking about it. Hand sanitizer, that's again having high utility. Quality, yes, when we talk about quality, gold. When you invest in gold, you are very, very much careful about the purity and the quality. So higher the quality, definitely more the demand. Taste and fashions. Pick up the clothes, to shoes, to accessories. Everything is today changing with taste and fashion. In fact, today, the way we eat is also more fashion-based. The music that you listen to is fashion-based. So taste and fashion always is going to have a direct impact in the market, especially when you talk about fashion industry. I think it's all about your bags, to your boots, to your belts, sunglasses, perfumes, phones, all are fashion-based, and taste is nothing than food. There was a time when during festivals, giving confectionery, that is mithai, sweets, was considered as a trend. Today the trend is what? Cakes and chocolates. I'm surprised that today even in Raksha Bandhan, instead of carrying a sweet box, I have seen that people are either preferring chocolates or cakes. So this is how the trend has changed and the demand for products is undergoing a change. During Diwali festival, the demand for lights, yes, kandils, diyas, these are all again fashion and culture based. And accordingly, the markets will be flooded with the products for sale. Population. Population is a market variable which has a direct impact on the type of products that would be flooding the market, which I just said. So higher the population, dense the population, more the demand. Example, Mumbai. The demand for houses is very high in cities like Mumbai and Delhi. Yes, because of a large number of population, working population. So accordingly, the demand for restaurant foods, fast foods is picking up in Mumbai. Future price expectations. There are so many decisions that you make based on future price expectations, like going for a home loan, going for a car loan. And of course, consumers, I have found them buying more and more in bulk the commodities to stock it if they have a fear that the prices are going to rise. Example, refined vegetable cooking oil. When we had this, you can say the recent Ukraine war, yes, Russian war, there was the fear in the mind of the consumer that prices of most of the vegetable cooking oil are going to rise. So people were buying in large 10 liters or 5 liters in bulk to stock it, thinking that in future the prices are going to rise. So whenever people have this prediction or speculation that prices are going to rise, current demand will start picking up. This especially is found in case of trading with stocks, gold and financial market. May you will find the impact of this variable very strong. Climatic conditions, a very, very simple factor but cannot be ignored. Whether it's demand for sunscreen, to winter lotions, to woolen goods, to umbrellas and gum boots, and so many things are all climatic. Direct climatic impact. So sales of ACs to refrigerators are all picking up with the climatic conditions undergoing a change. Then we have one variable called as psychology of our consumer. When you talk about consumer psychology, there are two types of psychological impacts or psychology behavior noticed in the consumer. One is popularly called as the bandwagon effect. Bandwagon, everybody will go for that trend. So today everybody wants to go for a particular haircut, a particular hair straightening, a particular type of dress design. So it will be in the market and everybody will be, the demand for it will go up. Fashion industry is all based on bandwagon effect. Copying the others. Then there is something called a snob effect. Snob effect is where certain products are made exclusively for celebrities. You'll find this happening in case of designer wear fabrics. You'll find this in case of shoes. You'll find this in case of sunglasses, cars. There are certain models of vehicles which are very exclusive only for the elite class. So definitely you'll have only few or one person buying that products. So that is already seen in the market for very high class, elite class, exclusive brands, whether it is clothes, whether it's shoes, whether it is a certain type of cars or watches, where snob effect is observed. Advertisement has to have a direct impact, because advertisement and sales promotion are directly. Advertisement is very, very strong when the number of players in the market are large and they are all competing for making their brand, register in the mind of the consumers. So all consumer durables come under this category. So after understanding the various determinants which are affecting the demand, we are now moving to the next part, that is the demand function. Now, as you can see, students, over here, the demand function is just an arrangement between all these determinants of demand, the variables of demand which we have just discussed, and the demand. So how is a demand function actually written down? You can see over here, QXD is equal to function of PX, P1, YD, U, Q, T, A, so on. Now, what are these? These are all the variables. If you see, it is the first alphabet of a determinant, like A for advertisement, T for taste and preference, Q for quality, U for utility, Y for income, and so on. So these are all the various variables. Now remember, when you look at this demand function, whatever is written inside the bracket, it will be considered as what? Independent variables. They are considered as independent variables. And QXD will be considered as what? Dependent variable. So what do we say? That at any given time, the quantity demanded for X is functionally dependent on price of the product, price of related product, income of the consumer, utility, quality, and so on. So you have to always think of some product that you have in mind, some service. Let's say if you are going for a hair salon. Now, how much of the service of the hair salon you are going to avail will functionally depend on how much is the price the hair salon is charging, what is the utility and quality of their service, right? How much they have advertised with respect to their hair salon or so on. There can be something called as a bandwagon effect. You may have lot of friends who might have visited that hair salon and they are very happy. So that has given you some encouragement to avail that service. So there can be many factors. But hamara kaam kya hota hai demand function, ki we have to identify which factor is one of the strongest factor, which factor is one of the most dominating factor which are influencing the demand. So I think you are clear with what's a demand function. Now we go to next. From the demand function, when we pick up and try to study the interrelation between price and demand, that how does price have an impact on demand, it derives or we get the law of demand. Now in law of demand, you have to remember that you have to keep all the other factors constant. So this is the statement of law of demand. Other things remaining same. Matlab, other factors remaining constant. Quantity demanded of a commodity is inversely related to its price. So quantity will be always inversely related to price under the law of demand. The meaning of that is very clearly given here, that when the price rises, the quantity demanded falls, and when the price falls, the quantity demanded rises. Isko hum bolte hain inverse relation, right? You convert it into a graph, and like your indifference curve which you have studied, the graph will be downward sloping, with demand being measured on the x-axis and price measured on the y-axis. So always remember, price and demand are inversely related. Theek hai? Jaise jaise prices kam hogi, market mein the demand or the consumption will rise. and the graph is having a downward sloping left to right slope. Thank you.